Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Don't you be
Lord, welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Reddit Church at YouTube. Oh yes, I tell you, it's a blessing to be back once again to the broadcast once again. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall what? Rejoice and be glad in. I tell you, there's so much taking place all around about us. As you always hear me say, get ready. It's soon to come, and he's coming back for us soon. Coming church, you got to be ready. And today, my guest today will be Sister Johnson. She's going to call in today, and we're going to talk about what we think is taking place around about us on today. There's so much taking place. I tell you, you need to get our houses in order for the soon coming King. I tell you, so much stuff that's taking place in the atmosphere and the enemy coming at you with all sorts of things each and every day. But the word of God said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, I tell you, you better keep your mind stayed on Jesus in this last hour. I know they're saying that it's the new thing now. It's the new age everywhere you look. And they say, oh, it's a new world order today. But I tell you, God is still ordering the same message he was ordering way back when in the beginning. The word of God said, in the beginning was God. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So today, don't change his Word, don't change. It remains the same. It's the trick of the enemy coming to the church and try to church down. The Word of God said he's trying to wear the saints. Oh, don't let him wear you out on today. And the way that you don't let him wear you out is get in the Word, stay in the Word, and you can conquer anything that the enemy brings your way on today. So I said today we have with us our guest today is Mrs. Johnson, Sister Johnson. Johnson, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
God
bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I would like to, first of all, to God be the glory. I thank God for just allowing me to be able to come on the Ready Church this evening. Thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I thank God for the word of God on tonight. And the Lord that put in my heart tonight to share with you all, therefore come out from amongst them, saith the Lord, and be ye separate. Thank you, God. And I wanted to just share a few scriptures this evening, coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. If you look at, like you were saying earlier, if you look around at the things that are going on in the world, not only in the world but in the house of God, it kind of grieves your spirit and makes you sad to see what's taking place in the house of God. So I just thank God for this word. It says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And that's what you're seeing that's taking place in the house of God. You're seeing all these things that are unclean, immoral, things that are not pleasing to God. People are just doing anything in the house of God, saying anything out of their mouth, their lifestyles are not holy, they are unholy, these people are unclean, and it's sad because they have a lot of people that's following them. But I thank God for the word. He commands us to come out from amongst them and be separate. And Romans 12:2 says, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I thank God that people just don't have the mind of Christ on today. They don't have the word of God in their hearts. They're supposed to be leading us and guiding us into all truth, but people are just doing in it everything, and it's just sad to see, you know, what's taking place in the house of God in this last hour. But I thank God that you still have true saints out here that are preaching and teaching the word of God. And I just heard a message on last night that says, who is your real father? You know, and people really need to recognize that they need to be saved in this last hour, and they need to have a made-up mind, and they need to have their heart fixed. So I just thank God, yes, ma'am, that we need to be careful where we're walking at, whose doors we're walking in. You know, we have a choice to be a part of these ministries. And if they're not teaching and people are not living according to the word of God, we got a choice to get up and walk out.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. So I just thank God for that on tonight. And he says, therefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and not to be conformed to the things of this world. I don't know why people don't think you can still be holy and live holy in the unholy world. Because the word of God keeps us. He says, I'm able to keep you from falling.
That's right.
And I'm a living witness. He's able to keep you. He's able to keep you from going out here sleeping with anybody and everybody, from getting high, from drinking, from cussing. He's able to keep you. And I thank God that he truly is a keeper on tonight. And he will keep you from falling, but you have to want to be kept. Your mind really has to be made up if you want to follow after Christ in this last hour, because so many things are warring at your mind. But the word of God again says, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I thank God because he will keep your mind. He will keep you in perfect peace if you would just keep your mind in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. I know that he's a keeper on tonight. I know that he can renew, that he can change your mind and give you the mindset of Christ. And I thank God when I came to the Lord and have been doing drugs, I couldn't even hardly remember things, but I took a hold of faith and I grabbed a hold of God's word when he said, I will renew your mind. And I thank God that he renewed my mind with the word of God. And I just thank him on tonight. And I know that God is not a respecter of persons. I know that he can do the same thing for anyone out there who will just take a hold of faith and just trust and believe in God's word and never doubt him. And God will truly do the same thing for you tonight. So I just thank God that, you know, so many people have fallen by the wayside, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But God said he's able to keep you from falling. So why are so many people falling? Because of these false prophets and these false priests and pastors that are, you know, having people to fall away from following after the things of God. That's why he told us to be separate from the things of this world, because he knew that this time would take place and they are doing things that are contrary against the word of God. And they have made so many people leave the Lord to stop following after him. And they have took them out of the place where God had placed them. You know, just like I heard you speak so many times on the blog about how Adam and Eve allowed the enemy to take them out of the place where God had placed them in the garden. You know, because of the deceiver, which is the enemy, he came in and they stopped listening to God's small, still voice and they started listening to the enemy, but not only listening, but started to talk back when he started to speak to their mind. So I just thank God that we definitely have to keep our mind stayed on the Lord because the enemy desires to take you out of the place where God placed you. Ask yourself a question tonight. Where were those leaders when you were sick and you could not get well? Where were they when you were blind, when you were in trespasses and sin, and God came into your life and gave you the opportunity to be saved? Where were those leaders? They were not there with you. They couldn't heal your body. They could not save your soul. It was nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I thank God people need to just remember where the Lord brought you from and all the great things that God done in your life. It was nobody but the Lord. So tonight it's not hard to be separated from the world when you have a made-up mind.
All right.
Thank you, God. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to get the mind of Christ. How can we be the body of Christ without the mind of Christ?
All right.
All right. People stand there in the body of Christ, but you don't have the mind of Christ. Like you said, you got to walk right. You got to talk
right.
And you got to live right.
Yes.
You can't live any kind of way and say that you are holy. You are known by the fruit that you bear. Every tree, the Bible says, is known by its fruit. And your fruit is rotten. If you are not living according to the word of God, your fruit is rotten. And you need to know tonight who is your real father. There are only two. Is it God the Father or the devil? Thank you, Jesus. Come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Make up in your mind tonight who you're going to choose. Which road are you going to be on? The straight and narrow or the wide road that leads to destruction? Or do you want to get on the narrow road? That one that leads to life, eternal life, one without ending, everlasting life, where you will go and be with the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It reminds me when I was strung out, who was there to deliver me from crack cocaine? It was nothing but Jesus. He heard my cry. When I called out to the Lord, he saved me, and he saved me for real, from the inside out. It starts on the inside of you. Ask God to create in you tonight a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, oh God. He will.
All right.
If you cry out to him in sincerity, hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Yes, he will save you. From the inside out.
All
he'll
right.
Give you, he'll take away the I can't, look, I don't want to. And you say, I just can't help it.
Just can't help myself.
Just can't help myself. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Lord. I just thank God. I just pray that people will continue to come on to the blog and just listen to those who are crying loud and spare not, who love the Lord for real. We're not compromising with the world. We are holding on to God's unchanging hand. We're holding on to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Where he leads us, that's where we'll follow. Don't follow after these people or not. leading you to Christ, but they are taking you away from the things of God. And some of you all have been brought up in the church, and you know the way. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. So you're going to be held at a higher standability before God because you know. And you have allowed the enemy to come in and to deceive you. But we have to make a choice today. Are we going to follow Jesus close? When you decide to follow Jesus close, everything and everyone not following Jesus has to be left behind. That includes your family, your kinfolks, your friends. They don't want to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back for me today. So if my family don't want to go with me, the only thing I can do is pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. We have to come out from amongst our kinfolks, friends, those people that are still in the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Do you want to hear the word of God when it says, the word of God says, you did run well, but who has hindered you? Who's hindering you tonight that you will not obey the word, that you will not obey the truth? Who has bewitched you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. When you walk with God, we have to obey the word of God. Thank you, Lord. So when it comes to these superstar leaders, y'all need to stop following after them if they're not following Christ. Everyone has to stand before the Lord and give an account for what they've done in this life. They're not going to be standing with you, T.D. Jakes, Juanita Bynum, Creflo Dollar, Leroy. None of them going to be standing beside you holding your hand when you stand before God. You have to stand there by yourself and give an account.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, we have so much, we got so much we have to do because, our young people, we are losing a whole generation because of our youth. We're losing a whole generation because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing with our youth on today.
Yes. That is so true.
When they look at the church today, they're like, oh, my God, where is the true church?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't see people standing for righteousness and standing for holiness and, I mean, with all this music and everything that the young people are listening to, and I mean, it's just so foul, you know. Even riding down the street today, and this man rode up beside me. I mean, all the filth and lyrics and stuff that's coming out of these songs and stuff. And I was like, you know, if they got their kids in the car and they listening to all this. How in the world are you expecting their tongue to be clean when they're listening to you listen to any and everything, you know?
That's the truth.
So it is just so sad, you know. The body of Christ is really just not looking good at this time, you know. And then I don't know if you've been on YouTube, but we're working on now the preachers and stuff got, they got on their Superman suits, and I'm like, what in the world, you know, comic characters in the house of God, you know, that wasn't real, you know?
That's right.
So, it's just really, really sad, you know? So, I was listening to one news reporter was talking about, you know, the church and the Superman movie, saying that was taking over the church, you know, as leaders to get their people to come and see the movie, you know, and stuff. And then when she was interviewing the pastor, she was like, you know, how do you feel that Hollywood is, you know, like using the pastors? And he was like, no, they ain't using us. We using them. I was like, oh, my God, to be so blind to think that you using the world, you know, you setting up the world when really the world is setting up the church.
That's the truth.
That's really sad, you know.
Yes.
But as you keep looking at the Reddit Church on YouTube, that will be coming out real soon. Because I know when I keep talking about Superman, the super pastors with Superman suits, so I know they like, I ain't seen that. Well, you'll soon see it. You know, judgment has begun in the house of God, and we need to get all this filth out of God's house and all this stuff that, you know, this new age stuff saying, you know, the old way is done away with. In other words, you're saying Jesus is done away with, and now you can be your own God. And that's the spirit of deception that the Word of God told us to watch out for and to pray and to stay alert. So, you know, that we wouldn't be seduced by these spirits that are now seducing the body of Christ.
Yes.
You know, he told us to watch and pray and stay alert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the church didn't watch and pray and stay alert. That's why they're blindsided now. They're so blind, like the word says, you know, you got ears and cannot hear and eyes and cannot see. Lord, have mercy on his body on today.
That is the truth.
You know, but I'm really concerned about our youth. We're losing our youth on today.
Mm-hmm.
They really not going to know God, you know, the true and living God, because man is making them, you know, to think that they can be their own God. You don't have to pray to the true and living God. Just, you know, do whatever you want to do. You're a God, you know. But if we were God, there would never been a God.
Yes.
And if we were God, then Jesus wouldn't have to come. And then if
That's
we were awesome. God, then we wouldn't have church. And then if we were God, he wouldn't tell us to, you know, to cry out and, you know, and spare not, step our voices like a trumpet against wickedness and sin.
Yes.
We were God ourselves.
That's
right. Wake up and shake yourself. You know, there's so much stuff going on in the atmosphere. Even right now while we're trying to minister, the enemy is trying to, you know, throw things, dots, fiery dots at your mind, you know. But we know our minds are the battlefield right there. That's where you're having your biggest battle is in your mind, you know. So we better run like never before, you know, because the soon coming king, he's coming. I tell you, the hearse wheel ain't stopped rolling.
It's not
stopped rolling. And we're all just one breath away from death. You know, but you're going to spend eternity somewhere. You know, whoever you serve here on this earth is where your soul is going when you go away from here. You know, so as you just said, you know, who is your father? I think we talked on that last week. You know, who is your father? It's time for all of us to wake up and find out who we're really going to serve. You cannot serve two masters. Either you're going to be on the Lord's side or the devil's side. And only you can make that choice. The word of God says in the book of Deuteronomy, I think 30 and 9 or 19, it says, you know, I'd rather that you choose life, you know. So he didn't say you had to choose it, but he said, I'd rather that you would choose it. So he's trying to help you out. Choose life over death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the devil knows that. And he don't want you to have eternal life. That's why he's trying to make it look like everything is okay and the grass is green on the other side until you get over there and you'll see it's brown just like the rest.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm telling you, we here at the Reddit Church just want to help you to be ready. And the only way we can help you is to tell you to get in the Word of God and stay in the Word of God and hold tight to the Word of God, because everything else is going down but the Word of God.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
We just thank and praise God for the Word on today. We thank you for coming and ministering such short notice. I tell you, but the Word of God said, be ye also ready.
Amen.
You know, we thank you for coming and sharing the Word on today. because, you know, you never know who you're reaching. There's so many people out here that are feel hopeless, you know, but we know that when you feel hopeless, Jesus is hope. Jesus will be everything that you need. When you feel lonely, you feel hopeless, you feel like you have nobody, Jesus said, I'm a friend that will never leave you. You stick close to you than anybody. And a brother, sister, mother, father, Jesus will stick closer to you than anybody else. And we thank God for knowing that.
Amen.
On today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. We just want people to know that there is hope. When you feel hopeless, there is hope.
Thank
That's the enemy's job to deceive you, to make you feel like you're hopeless, to make you feel like you have no one turn to. But Jesus came to restore us back.
Jesus.
You know, where Adam and Eve failed today, Jesus came to restore us back. And I want you to know that you can have hope on today because Jesus is our only hope on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know. We may have some callers. We have some callers on today. We're going to a break. You can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. Hold on to
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. What will God just say? Now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. I'm still saying, man, but you've been deceived. Oh, you can't do your thing.
Johnson, can you lead us in prayer?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you, God, for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Dear Lord, we just pray for everyone that's listening tonight. We pray, God, that you will deal with hearts and deal with minds. We pray that you will save, set free, and deliver on tonight, God. We thank you for the word of God that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. We ask that you will bless every listener on tonight. We ask that you will bless the Ready Church on tonight, oh God. Continue to keep them spreading the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray the hearts will continue to be open to receive the word of God with joy, with gladness. And we thank you for blessing all of us indeed, enlarging our coast. Keep us all from grief and evil, God, and keep us with our mind stayed upon you, and we know that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. And we here at the Ready Church, we will be bringing our youth. We have youth that would like to share, so in our upcoming episodes, we will have some of the young people to come on and share, and maybe they can help some of these other young people today. I'm quite sure they can because they go through things just like we do, and they need an outlet, you know, someone to listen to them. A lot of times parents and different people, they don't listen to their children, but we're here at the Ready Church to let you know that we're here to help all people. God bless you, Ready Church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
from the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he killed you, do what you wanna do. God will.
Praise the Lord. Sister Johnson, do you have any last words you would like to say to our listening audience today?
I would like to say, when you were talking about how we need to reach our young people, I was thinking last night when I was at church and I heard the speaker say, when we open up ourselves, we receive poison. You know, when you open up yourself to the enemy, you receive poison. So just think about these young people out here. Like you said, it's music. They're opening up their spirits to hear this music, and they're receiving poison in their spirit. So I thank God, you know, when I was coming up, you know, my mom didn't bring me up in the church, but someone would come and say, well, can I take her to church? You know, if all the saints turn back to the world, where is the hope for our young people?
That's right.
Supposed to be out here trying to share and tell them that Jesus, like you said, is still hope for them, that there's still a way out of all this stuff you may be in. But if all the saints turn back to the world, where is our young people? What's going to happen to them?
That's right.
You know, so I just thank God for being able to still hear in this last hour and being able to share the hope of glory that's within me with someone else. And I thank God for the Ready Church on tonight. I thank God for the Ready Church YouTube, for the Ready Church WordPress. I just thank God for the blog talk. I thank God because you all are reaching a lot of people and you're making a difference and people's lives are being changed because of the word of God. So just keep on keeping on, Ready Church, and I love you, and God bless you all.
Love you, too, and we're signing off with what? The devil is defeated.
Devil is defeated. God is exalted.
And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you.
Ready Church.